you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
How much weed was flying around that set?
A lot.
We had the pleasure of talking to Fred Willard a while back, a couple years back. He was fun. And I talked to a lot of comedian friends of ours and met him and hung out with him. Said he was one of the nicest guys ever, you know?
Hey, what happened?
What happened? His push killed you a week ago, but you're alive. Until today or yesterday, right?
Yeah, it really sounds like he was everything you hoped he would be.
Exactly.
You know, from people who met him and were around him.
Saturday.
And he was a legend. He was a legend, yeah.
On Saturday.
Yeah. 9 people had him, you mentioned, Craig?
Yeah, 9.
And nobody had Phyllis George?
Nope.
She must have kept that quiet. Damn HIPAA. Blood disorder.
Well, she'd had it for a long time.
I kind of remember. Now I think about
her family expected her to die 10 years ago.
Oh, I thought there was something wrong with her a long time ago when I first read that.
So is that one of those deals where people might have had her in the past, but she circled the drain for so long they bailed on her?
Well, you never knew that she was sick.
No.
You know, you may have heard something 10 years ago, she got diagnosed or whatnot.
It seemed chronic back then.
Right.
As opposed to fatal, you know.
Yeah, her family said that she lasted 10 years longer than she should have, at least.
Well, that's pretty chronic until it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Till the very last minute.
Was there anybody else right in my zoning?
Anybody else that died?
This weekend. Yeah. I mean,
oh, God,
famous,
yes.
Famous, I mean.
Yeah, let's see here. Let's see. Fred Willard, Phyllis George, Lynn Shelton.
Who's that?
Oh, filmmaker.
Yeah, this is kind of. They all are. Very sad. Little Fires Everywhere director, Lynn Shelton.
Oh, yeah, it was
she's 54.
She was Mark Maron's partner, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Previously undiagnosed blood disorder.
Oh, that she was blood disorder. That's right. Because Craig asked, somebody said COVID. I said blood disorder.
Yeah, but you said that about Phyllis
George.
I just
got done reading this one. You know, I confused that. Right, I'm sorry.
Little Fires Everywhere was her, starring Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington.
That's coming out now, isn't it?
Little Fires. She also directed episodes of the series Glow, Fresh Off the Boat, Mad Men.
Mark Maron's girlfriend, right?
Yeah, and they just found, this happened within a week.
Oh, my God.
They found out about it, and boom. If I'm not mistaken.
That sucks. Boom.
And a gentleman whose name I don't know how to pronounce, we're going to go with Frank Bielek.
All right. Not going to argue.
From TLC's Trading Spaces.
Familiar with the show, never watch it.
He was on every train. You know it exists.
Yeah, of course I do.
He was on every Trading Spaces show until it ended in 08, and then appeared on the reboot of the show in 2018.
Anybody have him?
They haven't looked, just found out.
How'd he die?
Heart attack.
Okay.
72.
You know they're counting it as COVID.
So that's the
List. And only, what, nine,
four
nine
that
people
I
had?
Oh, no, there's another guy that died, too. Gino Silva.
Who's that?
Let's see. Credits including Miami Vice, Star Trek Enterprise, and Alias. However, he may be best remembered for playing the iconic role of the Skull. In Scarface, he shot Al Pacino's Tony Montana in the back at the end of Scarface, killing him. The guy that shot Scarface.
Well, Montana's just spraying the room when he gets killed, so I'm not even exactly sure who that guy would have been. But there's a bunch, there's guys in that scene, a bunch of them. So
not the guy that Scarface shot. The guy that shot Scarface in the back of the head.
He puts a lot of blow, and he just gets up and starts firing at people. He does die. He does die, but I don't remember exactly who that guy is.
They show that scene. Yeah, yeah. I'm into the last season of Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And Walter and his kid are watching a scene from Scarface.
Right.
And it's that scene.
Yeah.
But they don't show Tony Montana getting shot.
Yeah. So he was an actor, been around for a long time, obviously.
That guy, too.
Phyllis George was hospitalized with complications stemming from a blood disorder.
Oh, okay.
Same thing. Maybe not the same thing, but.
That's wild.
Blood disorder.
Probably not the same thing.
But blood disorder for Phyllis George is correct. At least according to
the
account that I'm reading.
Okay, that was right then. And the only hits you have is Fred Willard. What, 9 people had Fred Willard?
Yeah.
Because
I didn't look into the BLA. The 9 players that had.
Bush killed Fred Willard a week and a half ago.
Yeah, he did.
I have an alibi.
It doesn't. It's not the point.
It's
not the point.
Not involved.
Eda Berger and Di gave you a list of other people he wants you to kill.
I got more than a few emails and texts about that over the weekend. Here's a suggestion of somebody you should say is dead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Gets a hit with Fred Willard, as does a misspelled diarrhea smoothie, Epcot Death March. Fisty Pink Stockings gets a hit.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to
Fisty's
Fist City.
Pink Stockings. Yeah.
Close your face.
Close your face.
And get out of my way. Isn't that what it's?
Yeah, I think it is. Pie hole would have been better. I like face though. Because it rhymes, obviously.
You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City.
Close your face. Yeah, by the way, it doesn't even need to be face in that, because face and way, I guess that rhymes a little bit, I guess. With the A, and I've heard a lot of songs will take liberties with rhyming, and that was, yeah.
Jack Meoff gets a hit.
Oh, Jack Mayhoffer.
Mayhoffer. La 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 gets a hit.
Oh, really?
La 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 la.
Congratulations.
La 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 la. Limp Ditkas gets a hit with Fred Willard.
Limp Ditkas.
As does Polaroiding My Dink Last Night and Wanda's Pound of Lard.
Hi, I'm Wanda's pound
of Lard.
I hope I meet her someday.
Well, it could be a guy.
Yeah, it could be. Pound of Lard.
Yeah.
No leaderboard change.
Let's see here.
By the way, was Fred Willard just old? He looked a little skinny and frail towards the end, 87, 88, something like that.
I do recall.
Was he sick?
Early in this last season of Modern Family, I think he showed up somewhere, and I remember texting Greg and going, he doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sewer
pickle
sickle.
Well, he died on
sickle.
Modern Family.
Yeah, well, they killed his character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sewer pickle sickle, still leading the league. A lot of players have 4 hits.
All right. Waiting for them.
12, I believe.
Waiting for somebody to break out of the pack.
Yeah, we're not even at the All-Star break.
No, we're not. We got a whole month of June.
A lot of time to go.
A lot of time to go.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
And you don't even really get any time off.
No.
No.
As soon as one season ends,
there is
no starts.
Break.
Right. What, do anything special this weekend, Craig?
No. But right. I did get out.
Oh, yeah?
I had to do this.
All right. I'm not yelling at you.
I was outside.
We're all outside.
Not everybody's
outside. Todd didn't leave out.
I really wasn't.
Yeah, we're not all outside.
It's kind of crappy weather this
weekend.
Weren't
you putting outside?
Yeah. Sun,
no. That's
Friday was absolutely gorgeous. The weather was perfect Friday.
Yeah, Friday was nice.
Yeah, but I was tired.
Well, I didn't go anywhere. I sat outside and got really hammered. And I just felt really hungover Saturday morning.
Fridays to me are just weird anymore.
Because
you get home and you think, oh, it's Friday, and what do we got to look forward to?
Nothing.
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 So I think I sunk into a little clinical depression
on
Friday.
The club.
and I found it difficult to sleep, so I just kind of tossed and turned all afternoon.
You opened a vodka earlier on Friday? You might as well. You're going to go to bed.
No, I didn't.
I can't believe you wait that long on Friday.
I should have.
7 o'clock is like late on a Friday to start drinking.
Well, yeah. Bedtime's 9.
I know. All
right. I had the, threw some edibles on
top of that. Oh, you did? Okay, got it.
So, both nights. Well, not last night, but Friday, Saturday, I fell asleep on the couch. We're watching Breaking Bad.
Edibles are knocking.
I always got to, I see one episode of Breaking Bad I watched, and I assume that's the one I fell asleep to. So I have to watch it.
Go watch it again.
Yeah, watch it again. It's like, I remember the opening scene, and that's about it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But yesterday, I was a domestic goddess.
You could have said God.
I made breakfast.
But you must have did some yoga then.
Made breakfast. Did not do any yoga yesterday. I should have.
You said goddess.
Oh, did the waffle iron come in?
No.
Oh.
No, we did.
Toast makes waffles.
I did French toast.
Oh,
I love French toast.
And a fruit ball. And then later on, I made a bunch of protein balls, oats flaxseed.
Yeah, my daughter makes those.
And peanut butter.
They're excellent. Yeah. My daughter makes those. They're so good.
Yeah, but the problem is you want to eat like 6 of them, and that's not the point.
Defeats
the
purpose, I know. But they're,
And then I took this turkey breast that I had in a bucket of brine.
Shredded it. Soaking it
for 24 hours in a bucket of brine, and I put it in the smoker for 5 hours, and it was great.
All right.
Smoked about a 5-pound turkey breast.
Get drunk last night?
Hey, you're mildly buzzed.
Define drunk, you know.
There's a guy that emailed us, and I understand this. I think there's a lot of people out there. They're bored with alcohol.
Yeah.
And he just said he found a new drink because he listed everything on that email, what he's been drinking during the lockdown. And he finally said, now he's just kind of doing a Bloody Mary with beef broth instead of tomato juice. I'd never heard of that. That's my old man.
I got it right here.
Yeah. He said it was invented in the 50s, so I guarantee you my dad knows what that is.
Yeah, he says he's been through beer, wine, mead, mules, martinis, vodka soda, whiskey coke, whiskey neat, whiskey rocks,
mead.
Rum and coke.
He even went with mead, man. All right.
Margaritas and anything else my kitchen bar could cough up.
Right.
But now it's down to this. Vodka, beef broth, Worcestershire sauce, lemon juice, Tabasco, celery salt and or pepper, poured over ice.
It's a Bloody Mary, except it's beef broth instead of a...
That actually sounds like a good brine mixture.
Yeah.
It actually does. Yeah.
Yeah, but he drinks it. Well, with vodka in there.
Drunken turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd try it because of the vodka base. And I'd make that vodka base really, really big.
But it sounds like you just substitute the Bloody Mary mix.
That's all it is.
With beef broth.
Beef broth, right, yeah.
4 ounces of beef broth to 1.5 ounces of vodka.
Yeah.
I'd probably mess with that ratio a little.
So would I.
That.
I think it's not because, it's like I said, I don't drink any, I'm bored with alcohol. I mean, I still do it to get a little buzz on, to kill the brain cells during because what we're all going through, obviously. But I don't drink any less than I would if it was not the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that I miss having a drink other places than sitting, looking
it's
at the TV.
It's not the booze, it's the location.
It is.
That's the only
difference.
And I'm
comfortable as hell, but it's like, yeah. I'd rather be somewhere else having a drink.
And my alcohol
and
consumption
I know there's a lot of places that are open in the city. I know. And listen, if you get the balls and you're into it, that's fine. I'm not going to question how you feel safe. I don't feel safe. And I don't know when. I mean, I know you don't drive, you don't leave the house, Todd, but I drive past these places. These sports bars and restaurants, their parking lots are full.
Yeah, for me, it's just something I don't feel like I need right now.
Well, I'm with you.
No,
I got time, too. I mean, I would have time. The kids are not, they don't need babysitters. My wife and I could easily drive right down and get something, but she's with me.
unnecessary risk.
Right. Do you think the people out right now just don't care?
I don't know. I don't know because I don't want to blame everybody for being the idiots I see on TV, because I saw this woman on TV yesterday. It was a national story. And she goes, you know what? She goes, I didn't do anything from day one. She goes, I went everywhere. I didn't put my glove on when I got my gas. I touched gas pumps, and she goes, I just believe you have to have immunity. And then she said, and place it in God's hands. I said, oh, Jesus. And I swore loudly at the TV to this dumb
bitch.
See,
I've been reading.
So I don't think everybody's like her. I don't want to blame everybody being out right now in our city of Omaha. That's where I see everybody being like that. I think people just, I think it's three separate people here. I think it's those people that never cared. I think there's a section of people that think arbitrary dates mean something, which I don't understand. You know, the governor said it, it's cool. I've heard people say that. I see it all the time on social media. Well, the governor said it, it's cool. Well, no, we know what the governor said.
He's not a doctor.
Right, those are just baseless dates they're throwing out.
And I think another third of those people are saying, you know what, let's go and protect ourselves and just try to have a good time. And I would fall in that section eventually, but I don't know when.
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Now, I did see people outside at one bar, and I'm thinking, if I was spaced far enough away from somebody at a big table outside somewhere, yeah, in a heartbeat. But I'm afraid somebody's going to come in and sit right there, because nobody's going to stop anybody.
Nah.
They're not stopping anybody. Craig said there's not even laws against it. You don't have to do anything. It's just like a suggestion.
Yeah, there's nothing on the books that a cop can come and remove you.
No.
It's just a suggestion, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I was going to venture outdoors.
So what'd you do, Craig? That's where it started, by the way.
I was going
to
hike.
I know you didn't go to a bar. You don't go to bars otherwise, so that's cool with you.
No, but I...
Oh, you go to the racetrack?
No.
Oh, you didn't do the racetrack?
No.
Oh, it was kind of crappy Saturday night? They race?
Yeah, okay. No. I'm not aware of it.
All right.
Did you go on a hike? Are the trails busy? I was going to go on a hike yesterday, but I heard the place that I wanted to go hike is kind of muddy.
Okay.
And I hate guys who,
Wreck in the mud?
Wreck the trail. By walking through the mud. You run it all up. You're a dick if you walk on a trail when it's all muddy.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
All right.
What if you're out there and it starts to rain exactly. And then you just got no choice?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then I'll forgive you.
All right.
You just got to just stop, stay there for 3 days until it dries
out. If it's muddy to begin with, then don't hike.
All right.
Or ride your bike on it.
All right. Well, then you're rutting it with the bike.
Yeah. You're also running
it. I thought you said, or... If you're not walking, ride your
bike. You're running it with your feet, too.
I never heard that.
If it's that muddy.
I'm not up on the hiking etiquette.
No, here am I, man. I just thought if you want to be outside, you want to be outside.
Use some damn etiquette.
Walk on the grass.
Yeah. Well, people, you're always bitching about people being places. Well, people are going to be places that you want to go because that's why they're there. So people are going to start to keep hiking.
Oh, I know.
All right.
But just be... be aware.
I never heard that.
Use some nice hiking etiquette.
This all boils down, Todd, to be considerate of others. And
we're really not seeing that, are we?
People don't want to wear a mask.
Yeah,
screw you. I ain't wearing a mask.
But we're all in this together.
I'm the man.
That's one of the things you can't ask people to do.
No.
Is be considerate of others.
Makes you look like a pussy if you have a mask on.
See, here's the thing.
See, I think it makes you...
This dawned on me over the weekend.
Before the end of this break, we'll find out where Craig was.
It makes you look considerate.
Of course it does, Todd. I'm joking.
That's what it does to me.
But men, it's...
Well, here's the thing. Men...
You're a pussy.
...would run into a crumbling, burning building to save a person that they do not know.
All men? Okay.
Many men.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Those very same men... will not put a mask on.
Right.
Yeah.
And those same men are the ones, that's a good point, but he's supposed to be protecting other people. That's why you
want
to...
Well, okay, running into a burning building to save someone
is protecting that person. Right.
But you won't put a mask on to save that very, very same person.
Nope. Shows you're a pussy.
No,
Obama.
I will admit, I had to make a run to the home improvement store.
Oh, I've done that.
And I didn't think about it. I should have planned better because I ended up doing it on Saturday morning.
And you forgot your mask, right?
No, I had a mask.
Okay. All Saturdays.
I just went on a Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, you should go on a weekday.
I should have. But and I'm if I have to go back in the future, I'm going to because the place was packed.
Was it a mandatory mask place or not?
No.
Okay.
And I was wearing a mask. Yeah. There was maybe 25 to 30% of the people wearing masks.
That's what
mostly
I know.
Women.
Yep.
Mostly women, like Craig was
right,
saying.
Right.
And I don't know if it was just me inside my own head or whether I was actually getting dirty looks from other dudes in the
building. I know what you mean. I've had the mask on too at a grocery store recently and a home improvement state, and I was like one of the few. Although the people waiting on me all had masks on.
Yeah, all the employees did.
Yeah, the paint dude had a mask on when I was getting paint about a week ago, and I had a mask on. I look at guys that without a mask too, and I wonder what I think they're looking at you bad.
Yeah, and again, I
might be just in my head.
I don't know if that's just my own psychosis going off there, or if they're actually giving me dirty looks, but it feels like they are. So yeah, not going to be doing that again.
On a Saturday morning.
No.
Packed.
Yeah.
Craig, where were you? I love that we did this because it's almost break time. You know what? You know what? Save it.
All right.
Tease it.
Tease.
This break started out with Craig saying where he was.
I never did.
You never did.
Oh. I'm not going to start now.
No. We need a break.
I thought he started.
No, he did.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't finish. 19 minutes later, he didn't finish.
After a break, we'll finish.
We might forget. Hang on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.